Now, the regular listener will know that this year Near FM turns 20. And to tell us a little bit about Near FM, we are joined by the man who's just finished his programme here about, 10 minutes ago, Dave O'Connor. Dave, you're very welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thanks very much. Morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Now, for people who listen to Near FM for the first time, who might be listening to Near FM for the first time, explain what Near FM is all about, if you can.
God almighty. It's about access. It's about, and I mean ordinary in the sense of, you know, just ordinary people like you and me coming here, making programmes about music, about politics, about what's important, whether it's the ramp that should or shouldn't go up at the end of our road. It's about social justice. It's about anything that the community wants it to be about. And that's essentially what Near FM is about. I asked you a question there a few minutes ago off air. How did you get involved with Near FM? And you told me the story about seeing the Near FM van. And you thought, all right, okay, the Near FM van. You went online, you got in touch with Dorothy, who got you involved, you did a radio course. You came in, and that was 4 years ago. And that is what Near FM is about. It's about engaging with people in the community. And just getting people in.
Yeah. So if I was to ask you, what's the difference between, say, Near FM, RTE?
RTE is a public service broadcaster. Near FM is one of almost 30 community radio broadcasters around the country that are generally owned and controlled by a cooperative movement, which is very similar to the credit union movement. So I'm a shareholder in the organisation that owns and runs Near FM, Near TV, Near Drama, Near Records, all the, you know, the cooperative that owns and runs Near FM, and I'm an equal partner, equal shareholder. You can't come in and say, I've got 50 grand, I want to invest in that cooperative, that radio station, and have a big say in how it's run. Right. Makes no difference whether you pay your fiver or your 50 grand, you're an equal partner. And that's the difference. The main difference between community, commercial and public is that we have a community radio franchise and license, and anyone from the community is welcome to join us.
Yeah, yeah. But I suppose you do have to be careful in one way. I'm thinking, like, if somebody comes in to join you, you don't want them coming in that maybe belong to any particular organisation or particular political party or whatever, and pushing their views, that type of thing.
Oh no, absolutely, and that happens sometimes to times. But we have a good governance code and a good governance structure in place. Mm. We have editorial control because we have to live within the bounds of our license obligations with the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, the BAI, with the law. So if you have really, really strong views on something, well, you're entitled to your strong views, but also somebody else is entitled to come in and counter those views. Right. And we have to be very, very careful. And this is where I put my volunteer manager hat on and say we have to be very, very careful, because there have been instances in the past where people have had very, very strong views and it's got us into trouble, got us into, you know, our heads have been put above the parapet. We didn't mind to a certain degree, because that's the nature of community radio. Mm. You should be able to engage, you should be able to have strong views.
All right.
But no one view is more important than the other view. All views are equal.
And how long have you been involved with the station?
Well, I'm 20 years with Near FM, but I'm 30 years with the organisation that's behind Near FM,
which
is the cooperative. Mm-hmm. We shortened it down a number of years ago to what's called Near Media Co-op. The long version is too long to pronounce. And I'm secretary to the co-op, and I have been since 1998, believe it or not. So I have a number of hats on. I come in and play music. I play radio on a Saturday morning.
You do.
During the week, I'm dealing with managerial issues, usually by email, usually with meetings and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also part of the subgroup that's kind of looking after 20 years of Near FM.
Yeah. excuse me. And before we were here in the Civic Building, where you are now, sorry, it used to be over at the back of the Higher Hall place in the Daily days, is that correct?
Yeah, well, before we were here in the Northside Civic Centre, the first broadcast was 20 years ago was in the Coolock Development Centre, which is the old school down the road on Bunranji Drive. And we still have offices, and we have Near TV studios there. We have a lot of people working down there. But many, many years ago, I got involved with a pirate station called North Dublin Community Radio, and that was in 1985, mm-hmm. 30 years ago, in April just gone. And they were based above Walden Motors, beside where Jennings is now.
Yeah.
And I just got involved. And funny enough, how I got involved was I always wanted to be involved with radio as a kid, as a teenager. I was involved with the local youth club over in Beaumont. I had an idea for a young people's programme. I was 18, going on 19. And I was really interested in youth programming.
Mm-hmm.
And pitched the idea, music and chat, light magazine, but aimed at teenagers. Wanted to do it on a Wednesday afternoon because it's when schools were off. I did it for a few weeks and then I got a job because I'd been unemployed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in fairness, the people at the pirate station said, well, sure, can you do maybe another time? And I ended up doing Thursday evenings. And I got more and more involved. And I kind of liked what they did. It was all about committees and yeah. I like committees.
Right.
I like democracy. I like being involved with things. And I met a guy called Vincent Healing and I met a guy called Jack Byrne, who I didn't know from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, actually, Vincent, who's my best pal now for the last 30 years, turns out Vincent's uncle was my father's best friend, Mick Proctor. It's
right.
A small world, and we'd never met. Poor old Mick passed away a couple of years ago in his 90s from Balldoyle. And Lily, his wife, passed away there not too long ago either. Vincent and myself are still very much alive, and he's the chair of the project. I'm the secretary. Jack Byrne is very much still alive. He's 122 or something
I've
like that.
I've seen him strutting the stairs.
And Jack
here
is just a great passion.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about here, is that the creativity, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
To a certain degree.
Yeah, you've obviously seen a lot of change yourself since, you know, like in the 20 years then that you've been here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that have come and gone, a lot of volunteers, a lot of staff have moved on to all sorts of places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people in the BAI mm-hmm. working in the BAI. We have people in commercial radio, in commercial print, in RTE, lots of places have gone across the world who are working across the world, who have been involved as volunteers or staff in Near FM. But equally, we still have people who are involved at Near FM and working in Near FM for the last 18 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sally is here. Sally, our radio coordinator, she's been with us for donkey's years. Alan Bradish, we've got Gavin, we've got Kieran Murray, who's our project coordinator. All these people have been with Near FM through the bad times and the good times. They could have gone off and done all sorts of things. I'm sure they're all highly qualified individuals. But they stuck with us and they stayed near FM.
Mm-hmm.
People also, by the way, often wonder, well, where did we get all the bloody money from? How's it funded?
Yeah, how's it funded?
It's funded very, very simply in that we are really, really good at partnering with statutory organisations. So we have funding from the Educational Training Board, which is basically old VEC.
Mm-hmm.
We have funding from FOSS. We have one of the most, if not the most successful FOSS scheme, which is now Intrio, for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's the computer training and media training and
it's the CE scheme. So it's people who come in and they want to either learn about radio and be trained in radio and move on into full-time jobs in radio, and that's happened. Or they might be with us for a while and decide to go off and do a training course somewhere else, or their education. Or they might come in and do office work.
Right.
You know, it could be anything. But we have the most successful FOSS Intrio scheme for, and we have 20 years, and you know, we roll over into next year as well, and it's great.
Yeah, you're up every Saturday morning early, and you're in here at 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
from 8 to 9:30,
yeah.
And you're doing that a long time.
Do you know, I can't remember how many years I'm doing this, but I love it. I've done all sorts of radio programs. I started off on the 26th of August 1995 with a program called Off the Shelf.
Gee, Mac.
And this idea of mine was, let's have us a magazine programme. Near FM went on air on the 26th of August 1995. It was a Saturday morning. Liam Byrne was the first person on air about 10 o'clock. I came on at midday with a 2-hour magazine programme.
Right.
And I developed all sorts of things over the years. I just have one of these busy minds. I love just messing. I love just creating things. All the radio jingles, ideas you hear going on, they're just me. I just have these ideas. And I say to somebody, can I use your voice? Can I do this? Can I do that? And people say, yeah, no problem at all. And so I create things. I just have an active mind. My wife will tell you, I'm always buzzing about something.
Doing something. Yeah.
But that's what I love about radio.
The area that Near FM covers, it's signal.
Okay, well, our franchise covers, technically speaking, if you can close your eyes and imagine going down the Tonlegee Road as far as the Coast Road, up by Bayside, back in around parts of Balldoyle, and back up by Donal Mead, and then you've kind of gone out. This is our franchise area. We've got parts of Colester, Dunycarney, Beaumont, Artane, Coolock, all those kind of areas. It's not a huge area.
Yeah, yeah.
The nature of transmitters is that our transmitter, it wouldn't be too far away. It's Colossia Dulig, and sometimes the signal might go a little bit further.
Yeah.
But the beauty of technology, and this is one of the big changes I've seen in the last 20 years, is that technology means that we can broadcast online anywhere in the world.
That's
and
great.
We've invested money over the last number of years in increasing and improving our online signals. So you mean you can go online, you can listen online, you can go onto the webcam. Mm-hmm. We're on lots of those free radio apps, and the quality is superb.
Yeah.
So I find if I'm listening, because I work in the city centre, I might be travelling around, I tend to listen online. Or if I'm in the car, you pick it up in the car, no problem, on the M50. That's just the way radio works.
Yeah, well, I've picked it up over in times over the south side, over as far as Rathfarnham.
Yeah,
on the car.
Absolutely.
And as you say, you had a listener there from Los Angeles this morning.
Val Farrelly, who's another former member of this parish. He was involved with the TV side of Nir for many years, and he emigrated, and he's now in LA. He's tuned in, which is great. Sinead Spain is the head of news at Today FM. She was involved with Near FM for a long time. She co-presented Off the Shelf with me 20 years ago, whatever it was. A lot of people have gone on to all sorts of things from Near FM. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, right. Now, as I say, you have a little clip here that we're going to play. And this is as you were saying to me earlier on, this is from the time you came in here. This is one of your first programmes.
This is the very first programme.
This is the first. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Dave O'Connor, first programme, Near FM.
This is Northeast Access Radio, Near FM 101.5.
And good afternoon to you. This is indeed Dave O'Connor, and welcome to a brand new programme on a brand new radio station. This is Off the Shelf on Near FM 101.5. In the next 2 hours, there's music, chat, computer news, a look at what's happening in the community, and much more. Kick off this beautiful soft afternoon from the northeast Dublin summer of 95 to the west coast Californian summer of 65. Here they are, Mama Cass Elliott and the Mamas and Papas.
Oh, very nice. You have the old voice is nice and clear there now.
Somebody
get hoarse now.
Somebody once said to me recently, I had Leo Varadkar in on the Minister for Health one night, because I do a classic rock radio program on a Friday evening.
Right.
And he says, could you sound different on the radio? I think it's just, maybe it's me, and maybe I thought everybody sounded different on the radio.
Yeah.
But maybe I do project my voice a little bit. I always think that when I'm doing radio programs, particularly if they're kind of music orientated, I like to entertain a bit. I like to kind of just put a little bit of, sparkle and the magic dust behind it, and just a bit of crack.
You do.
And that's just the way I do it.
You got me into trouble this morning, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, sure, I get people into trouble every Saturday morning. And I love just playing music. That's at the heart of it. I love playing music. I love playing all the old stuff because I'm an elf anyway. 20 years ago, that's... So I would have been 28, I think. I'm 49, am I? 25? I can't remember how old I am.
You're 50, you're an expert, as far as I know. Same as myself.
But, I mean, that was great crack. And I remember it vividly... it was the Coolock Development Centre, and the place really, like, it was just coming together, it was pulling a radio, and was going on first, or the second on air, but it was the first morning, and you had to make sure everything was working. It was in the days of records. There was a vinyl, double-deck vinyl turntable. There was no computers. We had CD players, and we had what were called cart machines. Now, cart machines were used in radio stations for donkey's years, and it was basically an endless loop of tape, with big tape, quarter-inch tape, that played a jingle or played a promo or something like that. And we were the bee's knees that we actually had these cart machines. And they'll be lying in someone's attic at some stage somewhere now.
Right. Well, if you're listening and it's up in your attic, bring it in. And what plans are there any plans for the 20th year celebrations?
Yeah, we're doing kind of all sorts of things. We kind of decided we would do stuff over the course of the year. So we've encouraged presenters, like yourself and myself, to talk about 20 years of Near FM, because it's a big achievement. We've all sorts of promotional stuff that we're doing. Like we've got a logo that we've put up on the website, and we'll probably get bits and pieces of promotional stuff to give away, just to remind people of our 20 years. We'll have a bit of a function, I'm sure, at some stage in September, August, sometime around then. It's hard to do something in August because people are on holidays, so we tend to celebrate their birthday, so to speak, kind of in September when people are back. So we've all sorts of plans, bits and pieces, nothing major, but just to note it.
It'd be nice to see maybe an open day where the ladies and gentlemen of the community can come in and have a look around and see what it's all about. And because I know that any time I bring a guest in here, they're always amazed by the facilities, not just the live studio we're in, but the other two studios just down from us there that, as we look through the screen, you know, they just can't believe it, that this facility is here right on their doorstep.
Absolutely. And we have to say thanks very much to the LPW. The LPW built all this, as in the structure. I mean, the equipment we purchased them, put in ourselves, but the LPW, because we're in a public building, the Northside Civic Centre, and we kind of gave them the plans and they did all the structural work, and then we kind of got specialists in to make sure the place was soundproofed, and it's weathered well. This, we're here, we must be here the guts of 10 years, maybe more actually. I can't remember how long we are in the Northside Civic Centre. An open day is a great idea. I'm going to suggest that actually. I think it's a brilliant idea.
It'd be a good idea. Where do you see Near FM the next 10 years? Where would you like to see it? Or even 20?
Well, I think, technically, I think there'll be lots of changes. I'm not too sure if we'll still be on FM, because there's talk about FM going out. Mm. I don't know if that'll happen or not. So I think we'll still certainly have an online presence. We've always talked about having our own purpose-built building somewhere in the community. Very expensive, a lot of things to think about. Our license is due for renewal in 2016, which is next year, so what we'll probably end up doing is, you know, obviously reapplying for a license, and then looking into the next 10 years, maybe moving everything, because we're across two buildings at the minute, maybe moving into something that's purpose built for us. But that's huge money, so you have to kind of think long and hard about that. But I think we'll do what we've done for the last 20 years. We're always trying new things. We're always trying, you know, we were one of the first radio stations to try out podcasts years and years ago. And podcasts are just taken for granted now. We were doing it donkeys years ago. We were one of the first radio stations to try what was called WLAN, which is basically wireless local networks. And at one stage I had an aerial on my roof. I lived in Donaghmede and I had an aerial on my roof that linked directly to the station, and I could log into the station's computers from home with this aerial on my roof. My wife wasn't very impressed, especially when the bloody aerial fell down. But that was my fault more than anything else. But with the technology now, I mean, I can log in from home and I can set up, you know, Near Choice, for instance, that goes out from 11:30 every Friday, Saturday and Sunday. That was an idea I had about just playing a lot of the archive programmes, and I log in every for the last night, log in, set everything up, it runs automatically, so I can log in from home and do all sorts of things. The technology is amazing.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to let you go on home.
Thanks very much.
Because you've been here since probably 7:45.
I have.
And I know that you've got to go home and do the yarn and the dusting and the hoovering.
I actually have a date this afternoon with a very special lady who's 12 and a half. We're going into town, we're going to get milkshakes, I'm going to spend our book token in Easton's, and then we're going out to on the bus, because I love the bus and the train. We're going to Lucan, to a holy communion.
Very nice. Just before you go, speaking about book tokens, I know that Santa Claus came here on before Christmas.
That's right.
And he gave you a present.
He did.
Did you read the present?
I haven't read it all yet. It's beside my bed in, of all places, Wicklow.
In
my caravan, and I started reading it, and it's brilliant.
I've read it myself, because Sandy dropped into my house on Christmas Eve, and I've read it myself, and as soon as I took it up, I couldn't put it down.
Really good,
brilliant,
excellent,
brilliant stuff.
It's in my reading list for when I have a break over the summer. I'm going to sit there and just read. So I think I've read the first chapter, and it's really good. I just love the whole story. I love Brady reading myself.
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck. And hopefully we'll catch up on you again before the 20th.
20 years. Well, yeah. We might still be
here. I know, I don't mean in another 20 years, before the 26th of August.
Hopefully, you never know.
If it's another 20 years, I'll be using the lift, not the stairs.
Could be using the lift myself, Joe.
Okay. Dave O'Connor, thank you very much for dropping into us. Thank you very much.